When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
This has nothing to do with the show, but can you explain to Jenkins that there's no such thing as cat lunchtime?
When do cats eat, typically?
Breakfast and dinner.
Okay, what are they supposed to do for the rest of the day? Does he get treats?
It's not my look what they do for the rest of the day. I'm off duty for the rest of the day in terms of taking care of their needs, other than just being their roommate.
What if he's hungry? That's a need.
But forget it. I should have anticipated that you were going to take his side.
Imagine if you were walking around all day hungry and someone had the power to give you food and they wouldn't, and were like a little like prissy brat about it. Like, what do I owe you? You're the one who brought him in
I brought him into this
outside
world. I brought him into this world.
You domesticated him.
Okay, moving on from that, we're back. It's the, you know what, it's still, folks, it's still the summer of Sandra. The summer of Sandy, hashtag summer of Mandra. We're taking it back from the manosphere. Hashtag summer of Sam.
Hashtag meatballs.
I should say that Baby B Betsy suggested in the Facebook group that we should use the hashtag summer of Sundra, because sometimes we have our boys on the podcast now.
Who?
The boys.
Which boys?
We have two sons, don't we? And wouldn't it be funny to call it summer
our
of Sundra?
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So hashtag summer of Sundra, hashtag summer of Sam.
Yep.
Hashtag something else, right? Oh, meatballs.
Hashtag meatballs, hashtag a simple plan.
But basically, for folks who are catching up, it's where we talk about the fantastic filmography of America's sweetheart, Sandra or Sandra Bullock. Nobody's quite sure which. And we watch all her movies because they're all about love, and we talk about the love in her films, and that's what we do. We're love experts. It's The Strange Bedfellows, and this week we watched a film called The Proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lot of, and I have to assume that you saw this too.
Yeah.
Lot of connections to 1998's A Simple Plan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't, because I have been... steadfastly refusing to watch A Simple Plan as part of the Summer of Sandra.
I think at some
point,
I still
haven't seen it.
Just going to have to bite the bullet and watch it.
Yeah. I'll tell you
because,
what. Because here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Let's pick a threshold that's reasonable. And here it is. If two separate people ask for it in the face, that's not a lot. There just have to be two total people who ask for it in the Facebook group. I will consent to watch it.
Okay. I'll go in there and ask for it. So that's one.
Yeah. It can't be either of us. And it can't be it could be your wife. Your wife could.
She doesn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She thinks it's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. It's a very small ask in terms of like a community ask. You know this because you've organized like community involvement stuff on the internet. And often, you know, it's a lot, but we just need two people to ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is grassroots.
Yeah.
The 1998 film, A Simple Plan, takes place in like rural Minnesota.
Okay.
It's cold. That's like part, it's like, you know, the setting is part of the story.
That's where you were birthed and spawned, wasn't it?
True here too. Sitka, Alaska.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where Ryan Reynolds, we should do Dramotus Persona too. As soon as I'm done connecting all these red threads between, well, I don't even remember what previous movie we had seen all the connections to A Simple Plan in.
While you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We see it here again too. In both films, a U.S. agent comes to investigate. And they sort of need to stay under the radar.
Investigate what is ultimately a scam against the United States government.
True.
Yeah. Yep.
That has the potential to make those involved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ultimately betrayed by a family member in both films.
Okay.
In this one, it was Coach.
Yeah.
He's in the movie. Mm-hmm. In who was it in The Simple Plan? It was someone's brother.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, so I wouldn't spoil
I wouldn't spoil it. Yeah.
I may have to watch it. We only need two people. It's not a lot.
A lot of connections. We should do Dramatis Personae and continue to describe this movie, and we will describe A Simple Plan when we get to it.
Yeah, when we get to it. I see you're feeling confident. And you can work the group if you want, you know? You could do a post.
I need to.
Yeah, okay. this is our hit segment. It's called Dramatis Persona. And Oscar is in it.
Oscar is in it, and he has a pretty big part.
He's very funny. I should say, let's just get out of the way. We don't have to talk about it. Tanner didn't like it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm Tanner. I don't have
a part
in my body. I loved it. I think it's really funny. I think most people will agree with me. Tanner's always wrong, and everyone always agrees that he's wrong. This movie's super fun. It's super charming.
2009 is The Proposal, by the way.
But I thought that Oscar was pretty funny. He does like a stripping dance.
Oscar's in it.
The joke is that he does all the jobs in the city.
So it all takes place in Sitka, Alaska. And he's sort of the local, like every like handyman.
Yeah. But he's also like the town stripper.
He's a town stripper too. Yeah. And he does. There's an extended strip sequence. It's like 20 minutes long. It sucks. Absolutely sucks. Anyway, I'm not here to be down about it.
Oscar is in it. Have we said who else is in it?
Yeah, I think just to kind of wedge a segment into the segment.
Yeah.
I would like to do...
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender.
Jack could have played this fucking part.
Yeah, I could have played this fucking part. Who is it?
Asif Manvi at the 5 minute and 48 second mark. He was on The Daily Show. Do you remember?
Nope.
Oh. 5 minute and 48 second mark. Sandra.
No one knows.
Ryan... I guess you have to say Ryan Reynolds, because otherwise there could be any Ryan. They're both in the film, I should say. Come into the office of the head, like the most senior editor at this New York imprint that they work at.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra says to this gentleman, who you could have played.
Yeah.
Beautiful break front. Is it new?
And he says,
it is English Regency Egyptian Revival, built in the 1800s, but yes, it is new to my office.
That's a good joke. I actually missed that, because it's quite a tense scene. She's going in to fire him.
Yeah, she's going to
fire I feel like he and I have a lot in common, because the reason he's being fired is because he was supposed to ask an author that he represents to...
What do we think it is?
Go on the Oprah Winfrey show, and he didn't do it because he didn't want to have a confrontation. And I relate to that.
It's their star author, like a cranky old man.
Jonathan Franzen.
You think so?
Surely. When does this movie come out?
2009.
Maybe it's like Cormac McCarthy.
I think it's like Cormac McCarthy. Yeah,
yeah. It's just like a cranky old man who doesn't want to be on the shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he gets fired because it turns out that Sandra can do it. She's in it, by the way. It's Summer of Sandra.
Hashtag Summer of Sandra. Hashtag
Green Lantern's in it.
Meatballs.
He's like 10.
Green Lantern is in it. He is 15 years younger than her, and that's feminism. So I don't want to hear a fucking word about it from you.
I wasn't saying that it was a problem in any way for me. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just thought it was an early Ryan Reynolds. It was pre-Green Lantern.
Yeah, it was pre-Green Lantern. So he's really a little greenhorn. Yeah. What should we say? We should say the film. So then what happens? Oh, Betty White.
Betty White, Coach.
Coach is in it. Betty White's in
Craig
it.
T.
Perfect
Nelson.
Film. And yes. So what happens? Well, guess what? Sandra is the mean whip cracking boss of the publishing company. Ryan Reynolds is her bootlicking executive assistant. And he does everything she wants because he really wants to get his book published eventually. And it turns out she is going to get deported because she never filed to get her green card extended. And in a moment of panic, she says that she is indeed engaged to Ryan Reynolds and twists his arm into going along with it.
Gentlemen, I understand. I understand the predicament that we are in. And there's I think there's something that you should know. We're getting married. We are getting married.
Who is getting married?
You and I are getting married. Yes.
We are.
Getting married.
We are getting married.
Yes.
Isn't he your secretary?
Assistant?
Executive. Assistant secretary titles. But wouldn't be the first time one of us fell for our secretaries, would it, Edwin? With LaQuisha, remember? So, yeah, the truth is, you know, Andrew and I were, we are just two people who weren't meant to fall in love, but we did.
We did.
Yeah, all those late nights at the office and weekend book fairs, you know.
No.
Something happened.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, hugely problematic.
And so they have to fly to Alaska where his family is.
Sitka, Alaska for his grandma's 90th birthday to prove that they're in a relationship for this federal agent who's now hunting them, Gilbertson.
Yeah, it's very tense. Yeah, there's an INS agent who's like, I don't believe you that you're really engaged and I'm going to find out. Should we do my new segment?
Now? Oh, please. You have a new segment?
I've got a new segment. I'll allow you to give me notes on the title if you want.
Okay.
Basically, we're going to take the Hulu description that's written. This film is available on Hulu. We're going to take the description that is written, and I thought it was fine, but I thought we could do a better job. And the segment is called
Blurb Betterers.
Blurb Betterers?
No. Blurb Betterers.
Blurb Betterers.
Uh-huh. We're bebettering the blurb.
Why do you have to add the to better?
It's I don't know the name for it, but it's a prefix that it
And I know it, like okay. Bespectacled or whatever, but like do you what must one with the word better? Can I just say blurb betterer?
Well, it's a way to make something a verb that's not. Better is a comparative adjective, but if
yeah.
But better is,
I think most people, it's a lot, language is fluid. I think most of the people in this context would understand, even though I'm using, what did you say it was? An imperative?
It's a prefix that you would affix to an adjective. I'm not a linguist, but I think this is probably how it works. You affix this prefix to an adjective to turn it into a verb.
What's the blurb?
You don't like the title, but you are happy with the segment as a concept.
Yeah, I'm happy. Okay. I'm ready to dive in.
Okay, here's the blurb that they have.
Yeah.
And I think we should probably just follow their format. The format is good, so we can use that as our framework.
Okay.
She's a type A, and actually this is probably a good way of us describing the movie that's better than the way we do it, which is kind of meandering. We haven't even described the movie yet, and we're sidetracked. Here's how Hulu describes the movie. She's a type A Manhattan executive with a she-devil reputation. He's her harried assistant, but getting this odd couple married is the only way she won't lose her immigration visa in this deft comedy, full stop, with Betty White.
Oh, yeah, she was in it.
Yeah. So...
whole joke is like how she's going to die. She's like on the precipice of death.
She's like she's grandma or
little
Gammy.
Did we know
she's
at the
his
time.
Beloved grandma. Well, little we didn't know at the time that she would eventually die.
Well, no, that she would keep going for another.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah. National treasure, national hero, Betty White. So I think we should say what she is, and then we should say what he is, and then we should say what they have to do, and then we should say who it's with.
I think. What do you mean? The movie?
Well, it's with Betty White in their telling, but that's not very interesting. You can see that from the picture on the fucking movie poster.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you couldn't, because the picture on the movie poster is sort of her pushing him up, threatening against a wall, holding like a ring up to his face. But anyway, it's not in it at all.
Okay, fine. Are you going to fight me at every turn?
If you keep saying stupid things, I will. I have a... Are you done with your segment?
No, we have to better the blurb.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Do you understand what's happening?
Yeah, what's the blurb?
She's a Taipei Manhattan executive with a she-devil reputation. He's her harried assistant. But getting this odd couple married is the only way she won't lose her immigration visa in this deft comedy. With Betty White.
Pretty good. You just came up with that?
No, it's Hulu. We're going to fix it. Let's say what she is. She's... Yeah. We don't know whether it's Sandra or Sandra. I'm going to write this down. She's either Sandra or Sandra.
Yeah, I would say
I think
that.
That's... Okay, so let's say she's... And we want to clarify. She's either... I don't know if that's going to come across...
Do you know how to type the, like, you know, diphthongs and upside down E's and stuff? That's going to help that kind of people figure out that how to say that phonetically.
Yeah. Let's just say she's either Sandra with a hard A.
Yeah.
Parentheses.
Ah.
Oh, no. Let's say what it's like.
Is that hard?
She's either Sandra, like in France, or Sandra, like in France.
That's great.
Okay.
Are we submitting this anywhere? We should.
Yeah, we can submit it wherever you want. Maybe we could
it.
Just...
I'll do it on the... I watched it on... I can do a review.
Yeah, throw that up on our Amazon review.
Whoa. Look how much flexibility IMDb gives you.
You're going to put it on IMDb?
Well, I can.
No, that's not going to get accepted. We should put it on Amazon.
What do you mean?
There's not like a segment for bettering the blur.
Okay, fine.
But on Amazon, Bezos lets you do anything you want.
How many stars? Now, this is something we don't agree about.
5 stars, it's great. You can register. Well, this isn't really a review.
I know, it's a blurb, so I'm really going to have to work, like, well, how many words are you going to give me to, like, register that it's under duress?
You can say at the end something like, P.S. Tanner didn't like it.
Okay, fine.
5 stars, it's great.
Okay, and then that's
also
a headline.
We're journalists and not critics, and a journalist would say this is great because it's objectively a fun movie.
Add a headline. Is this where we put the blurb?
Let's just say bettering the blurb.
Okay.
Just so people don't think that it's like a review, it's a that it's a better blurb.
Here, can you enable screen sharing?
Why?
I just want to make sure I'm capturing bettering exactly the way you want me to.
Okay. No, I wouldn't want a hyphen between the b and the bettering. B-E, yes, dash, better. That's perfect. Bettering the blurb.
Okay.
So here's what we've got so far. She's either Sandra, like in France, or Sandra, yeah, like in France. Do you think that's enough for her? And then we'll say what he is. And that's—I'm realizing that's a comma splice they put in the blurb.
Do you want me to carry that through?
I would put a semicolon because they say she's a Taipei Manhattan executive with a she-devil reputation, comma he's her harried assistant. That's just
how many semicolons should I put in?
Just one.
Okay, I already put one in. So do you want me to do two instead?
No, one is fine. Well, let's say what he is.
I'll do two.
Do you want to say... I want to say a swear word, so what's a good thing that will get past the censors? I want to say he's the ding-dang Green Lantern, but something that's maybe more forceful than that.
What? I don't think... We just got done saying this is the fucking Wild West. Why are you shying away from swear words?
I don't think you could... I think even Bezos has his limits.
Let me type it, at least. Let's try.
No, they're not going to accept it.
Let's try. Quit being a coward.
Okay, fine. Say it. He's the ding-dang Green Lantern.
And then what? Comma? Semicolon?
No, comma now.
And then what? With Betty White?
No, now we need they've lazily used a hyphen here. I think this calls for an M dash, but I stylistically kind of like an N dash.
Okay. Any spaces on either side of it?
Yeah, it's an N dash with 2 spaces on either side. I think that's just really trendy. I know
2 spaces on either side?
1 space on either side.
Okay.
I know people love their M dashes, but it's just not for me.
No, we're back on N.
We're back on N. He's the ding-dang Green Lantern.
Yeah.
N dash, and that's just option dash if you're using...
Done. It's done. My screen is shared. You can see what's happening.
Oh, I'm writing it too, but I don't need to, huh?
No.
Okay, so the next line they have is, but getting this odd couple married is the only way she won't lose her immigration visa in this deft comedy. I think this could be an opportunity, since a deft comedy I know is going to trigger you because you didn't like it. We can have our descriptor be something about a simple plan.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I like that.
What about, and they're being hunted to the ends of the earth by an agent of the government in this simple plan, I don't want to say ripoff, let's say... tribute or pastiche?
Well, spell pastiche for me again.
P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E.
Pastiche of 1998.
No, 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 no. But they're being hunted to the ends of the earth by an agent of the government in this A Simple Plan pastiche.
Thank you.
And now we just need to say who it's with. I'll suggest Oscar from The Office.
Hunted, I don't think to the ends of the earth. I want to say something about like through frozen landscapes or something, but like a little less like on the nose, you know?
What is it that the Green Lantern goes through? Through dark of night, you know?
Oh, yeah. Through brightest day, through darkest night.
They're being hunted through brightest day, through darkest night. Is that too much? Too poetic? Do you want to just say like hunted through the what does Alaska have? Tundra? Hunted through the tundras of Alaska? Is that geographically accurate?
Can I read this back to you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why they asked for an overall rating to go along with our blurb, but they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. They asked for a headline for our blurb. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Here's the blurb.
Okay, I'm looking at it now, and in the Hulu blurb, it's the one thing I liked about it. I see that you've put a comma after pastiche and then said with Oscar. They put a full stop there, and then with Betty White is a whole new sentence. So I'd kind of like to mimic that. But other than that, I think it's ready for you to read it back to me.
Okay. She's either Sandra, like in France, or Sandra, like in France. He's the fucking Green Lantern.
Okay.
And they're being hunted through the brightest day and darkest night by an agent of that government in this A Simple Plan pastiche with Oscar.
That seems great. And now there's enough space for you to say, P.S. Tanner didn't like this one. I don't think they're going to let that fucking through.
Review submitted.
Okay. Pretty sure they're not going to let it through.
Oh, should we review any of this other stuff?
Okay, so now Amazon does ask you to if you want to review any other purchases. An outdoor power strip. Cute little bird feeder.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, let's review the bird feeder.
Okay.
It's mix idea bird feeders something.
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty shitty.
Okay, it's a mix idea bird feeders, squirrel proof for outside, hummingbird feeders for outdoors hanging. Tanner's given it 3 stars as his overall rating, 5 stars easy to clean, 1 star for sturdiness, and 4 stars for easy to remove. This is like a Hemingway short story. You really you kind of liked it. You found it easy to clean. It fell apart, but it wasn't hard to remove. Shall I read your review? Because this was really your experience.
Yeah.
Once you tape up the giant holes they seem to have accidentally punched into the sides, it's fine. Great. That seems lovely. I think that's really helpful. That's the headline. Okay. And then the written review just says message in headline. Perfect.
So that's Babysitter's Club. Club has left a review for that.
Yeah. Well, Babysitter's Club is about to get banned for saying a big swear word in their review. But... Great. Shall we take
a break? Can I do a segment?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, do you want to take a break? Yeah, let's take a break. And then when we come back, I have a new segment that is going to allow you to describe the movie so we can finally
get that out. Great. And then we'll bring Arbiter Tanner back in.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up.
Jack.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any secret that I didn't like this movie.
Yeah, that's not. You've made that abundantly clear.
Don't like to come into the show with the energy of not having liked the media that we consumed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make for fun episodes.
No.
Or funny content.
Correct. However.
However, this time I'm right.
Okay.
And to convince you
and
to convince the sex pots and bedbugs that this movie was bad, I would like you to enthusiastically describe the film and convince us.
Persuade
that it was a very and persuade us.
Yeah, it's convince is wrong in this context. Persuade is correct.
That it was a funny film. Go.
Okay.
I have a reaction. I have a counterpoint, but you're gonna have to wait to see what it is.
It's an opportunity for Sandra Bullock to play contrary to type a little bit. She plays a hard ass, and there's so much fun to be mined from her being a fish out of water in Alaska, who has to try to pretend to be in love with Ryan Reynolds. It's a classic kind of enemies to lovers trope that we've seen in a lot of romances. And if you like love, you'll be automatically predisposed to enjoy the humor that both of these comedic actors with dramatic chops bring to this funny, light script with an excellent supporting cast that includes Oscar from The Office.
Yeah.
That's my proposal to you is rent this movie and have a good time. That's the proposal. That's the real proposal.
Here's my proposal to you. I sent you a link.
Okay.
And now I would like you, and I don't think legally we're allowed to make the sex bugs and the bed pots listen to all 3.5 minutes of this audio.
Can I say what it is?
Yeah.
I could see from what the link is that it is a brief 3-minute segment in this film with Betty White that is genuinely problematic in the current day and age. But
I can't. And that's another reason why I wouldn't make the sex pots and bed pots listen to it. But I will make them listen to you experiencing it from start to finish, the whole 3.5-minute sequence.
Okay.
And great. You have to give an honest assessment.
Yeah.
Okay. As you go. Okay.
Okay. Sure. I'm listening to it now. Okay, so what's happening is that Sandra Bullock is lost in the woods.
We should say in the scene prior, she finds a bike and just decides to ride it into the woods for no reason.
She's trying to get out of here. She's lost her phone. She's a big city girl. She's in the country. Another funny thing that's mined for laughs. In this case, she's trying to escape into the woods, and she has found Betty White, who is chanting in a way that's like, oh, is it a cult? It turns out Betty White is in a genuinely problematic way chanting a parody of a Native American chant. And she's wearing a headdress.
Yeah.
I see you are a curious.
And she I can say what happens in this without watching.
You know, actually
it's nonsense. No, it's grueling. That's the point. You have to sit and watch the entire thing. All 3.5 minutes.
Betty White is giving a speech about how like Mother Earth is the reason that Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds have been brought together, and she's asking her to do a dance. Now the problematic part, well, the problematic part's going to continue because Betty White is still wearing the headdress.
It's already happened.
But
it's still happening.
While I admit that there are some problematic elements to this, it is about to get funny.
It's not the problematic parts I'm worried about. They are bad.
Is about to
it's
do
the part that's coming
a
up
funny
that
dance
really
that I
about.
Find amusing and charming.
Oh my god, I can't believe you could possibly defend this. They're still doing the racist shit, whatever. Like
Betty White has asked her to do
it sucks, but it's not
a chant or and do a dance. And Sandra Bullock in a throwback to I have to pause this so I can say it.
No,
in
you
a
throwback
okay,
pause
I'll keep
it.
Going. Fine. In a throwback to a moment of bonding that she and Ryan Reynolds had before over a rap song that they both like, she's going to do the wiggle.
Oh, you bitches.
It's not the wiggle.
She's going
to
do
the window to the walls till the sweat drips down my balls. She's just yelling it. And then they, God, and then the music like comes in. God, this
very funny stuff now. And now she's doing a funny, kind of a good
I'm watching
dance.
It alongside you. It's so bad.
Yeah. It's funny. And then
it just goes on and
it's
on.
A setup
we're still
for
there.
A cute moment where Ryan Reynolds is going to come in.
Not cute.
And he's going to see her doing it and find it amusing.
Not cute. Horrifying.
Very funny movie. This
still going.
I will admit does not stand the test of time. I didn't find it quite as cringy as you have, and I can't find it. This
you're
is really
going
what you want
it, right?
I just want to say that I can't find the window on my computer where the audio from it is playing
because it's still
so
going.
I don't know how to stop it.
You can't stop it. That was the point, Jack.
Gammy wanted me to, you know, chant from the heart.
Balls. That's what came to your heart.
You know, it went with the beat.
It's a terrible movie.
Your phone arrived.
And
still can't. I can't hear.
Oh yes,
you.
I want to go. Oh.
Okay, it's over. Very funny stuff. Great movie. Thank you for proving it. Very, very funny. I'd like for you to go now, Tanner. You're in trouble, and you have to leave. Arbiter Tanner, I've never meant this as much as I do now. It is so nice to see you.
Oh, thank you. Are you and Tanner having like a spat?
Tanner was having a spat, and I was on the other side of it.
He's got a toad?
Yeah, he's got a fucking toad.
Well, 5 minutes in the future will set him straight.
I brought you here to analyze the reviews of The Proposal in a segment that we like to call On the One Hand.
Great.
And we're going to do things, with your permission, we're going to do things a little bit differently this time.
Permission not granted.
I need to for the sake of the segment. Let me run by you how I'd like to do it. I'd like to do the on the one hand part of this segment at the end and start with on the other hand and
fine,
on the fence.
Fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay. So thank you. Thank God. This is a segment within a segment where we review the negative reviews of the film on Rotten Tomatoes that is called On the Other Hand.
Okay.
And I've collected a few of those. Man.
Probably a lot to choose from, huh?
Can I share something with you, Arbiter Tanner? And this is just, it made me really sad. There was a moment when
tough
I was
to pick. It made you sad that there were so many negative reviews. It was really hard to choose which
one
to pick.
It's split between a bunch of people who don't understand comedy and then everyone else.
Yeah.
There was a moment while I was like looking for reviews where it was like, please hold. Rotten Tomatoes is undergoing maintenance. And I was like, oh, this is annoying. But then it went back and showed me the reviews and all the people were back. All the reviewers.
Oh, whoa.
It was as if the Hacker Collective Anonymous had just vacated Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, it's like, or they're exposed.
And yeah.
It's like the Panama Papers, you know?
Genuinely
like,
felt so good.
Now we know all their identities. So who are some dudes? So we have names to put to some of these faces.
To some of them. I do now have to reveal that then I went to the second page of reviews and then Anonymous came back.
Yeah,
so
no,
whatever maintenance
the text
they were doing,
just not there.
Yeah.
We can do one paginated page and that's it.
So we do have some names, but not until the end, which was the beginning, if that
makes
sense.
Yep.
This is a segment within a segment called On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of the film. The first one is from Anonymous, who gave this film 1 star, if you can believe it, on December 20th, 2021. Here's what Anonymous says.
Sorry, I'm Arbiter Tanner.
Yeah. Here's what Anonymous says. Oh, he does. Okay. Why this very offensive script has been written. Every immigrant and worker in the world should be very pissed. That's
he's not wrong.
You think that
every immigrant and worker in the world should be
and worker in the world should be pissed because the script for this film was written. Okay. Including specifically that subcategory of people. Okay.
We'll take all comers.
Okay, fine.
I can't.
Great. I can see that, like Tanner before you, you're going to be putting your thumb on the scale. Anonymous gave this film 0.5 stars on December 14th, 2020.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what Anonymous said. Worst movie ever! So bad! OMG! So wanted to like this movie. Ah.
Same. I mean, it's like I said, it's not fun when I don't like the movie.
Yeah. I felt you, for Anonymous. This Anonymous a little bit better because it was clear that they really wanted to like it, and they were mad at themselves almost for not being able to get there.
Yeah, I'm mad at you too, and myself.
Anonymous, and this is our third and final On the Other Hand review. It is also our segment within a segment, Meme of the Week, Meme of the Week, Meme of the Week.
I like turtles.
Love it. Yes.
I love memes. Meme of the Week. You love memes? They still have those in the future?
We have the greatest memes. You wouldn't get any of them.
Okay.
It's like future shit, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
About like Blorgons and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like this one. It's a picture of a Blorgon and it says, when you nut and she keeps sucking.
Okay. I don't get it.
Yeah. I didn't think you would, you know?
Yeah. I think if I knew what a Blorgon was, it would probably help.
It's this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I get it. Unfortunately, it's an audio medium. This is our meme of the week. Anonymous gave this film 0.5 stars and said, I'd rather watch Two Girls in a Cup than this turd.
Two Girls in a Cup?
Yep.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know because you're Arbiter Tanner from the future. And that's
no,
fine.
I don't know because it's called Two Girls, One Cup.
Moving on. Folks, if you don't know what it is, that's good. It's good that it's been forgotten.
It's like poop media.
Yeah, it's poop media.
Like, what do you want? If you watch it if you're into that, I guess.
In the early days of memes in like 2007, everything was a little bit more aggro. Like, we had quite
like 4chan
settled.
Mostly controlled the internet. It was weird. And we are all just like, okay.
Okay, I guess that's what we're talking about. That's been our meme of the week, and now we're going to move on to a segment within a segment that we like to call On the Fence Hand, and it's where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. This is a review from Anonymous.
We have Two Girls, One Cup in the future, too, except it's Two Blorgons, One Cup.
Yeah, even I get that.
Yeah.
Anonymous gave this film 2 stars on October 30th, 2019, and they said the following thing in their review. Fulfilling minimum characters.
That's it?
Yeah, and I guess I have
just
a question.
Keeping like a grand tally?
I have a question for Anonymous, which is, did you eat them?
Maybe he's like an energy vampire.
That's some fucking Blorgon shit.
Yeah, that is some Blorgon shit. Next thing you know, he's going to be pooping it out all over himself.
Anonymous gave this film 2 stars on December 30th, 2012, with the following review. Not too bad, but not too good.
Yeah, agree.
Okay.
I would say pretty bad, not good.
Okay, and now I will reveal to you, to hopefully when he listens back, regular Tanner, and to all the audience who have been waiting for your fucking comeuppance, and to the other reviewers of this film, why I saved the positive review for last. This is a segment within a segment that we like to call On the One Hand, where we talk about the positive reviews of this film. And I've only collected one, but it's all we need here.
Okay. There only was one.
This is back when we had names for people, but after the update, but before the Hacker Collective came back in force.
Right. Okay.
Vorn 2020.
Vorn?
V-O-U-R-N 2020.
Okay.
Gave this film an appropriate 5 stars on February 6, 2023, with the following review. And just sit back and listen. Take your fucking medicine. I think you negative reviewers should start to learn how to refrain yourself and show respect to movies you reviewed, because all of it was someone's ideas, creativity, and hard work. You never win any Oscar awards yourself, so please, again, be respectful and kind. Okay, this movie is actually good. It may be not a masterpiece, but a movie that many would watch again and again, like me. It's a 2009 movie, but still I watched it again today, on the 7th of February, 2023. Credit goes to both Ryan and Sandra, plus the late legendary Miss Betty and even Ramon, which, with mostly Ryan's genuinely looking blur and disoriented face, I don't totally understand that sentence, makes the movie interesting to watch. Other than that, it's a feel-good love and comedy drama. Thank you very much, Vorn 2020. I could not have said it better myself.
It was utter nonsense.
Also, very impressive to have watched it on the 7th of February, 2023, and to have left your review on the 6th of February, 2023. Very, very impressive.
I swear to God, I'm going to watch it again tomorrow. But before I do, here's my impressions of my last
so,
watch.
So, eat your damn medicine, Arbiter Tanner. And I don't think we need to hear who you're judging necessarily, because it's clear.
Yeah, it's anonymous. They're getting my vote, and Vorn 2020.
The Vorn identity.
Can waste away.
Okay, fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tanner, welcome back. I've never said this before, but I mean it with all my heart. I'm glad to see you.
Oh, are things not going well with you and Arbiter Tanner?
No, we were in a spat.
I had a really good time in the future. We were talking about how much we all hate The Proposal. It's not a popular movie there.
With the Blorgons?
Yeah. You know them?
I've heard about them.
They're gross. I mean, I guess if you're into it.
Let's see. What do we have time for? We have a little bit of time to do our best Marge noise, if you'd like.
Say it again.
At the 9-minute 30-second mark, Sandra does a really good Marge noise.
Ms. Tate's office. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to mull. I want to see you upstairs immediately.
What are you saying? Marge?
Yeah, Marge.
Okay. Play it for me.
If I share my screen, will you hear it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, I can't do it. I was doing it at the time.
Oh, like a Mar, like a, oh, okay. Okay. Marge Simpson.
It's like that, right?
Homer.
Oh, there it is.
What's the context of her doing it?
I can't remember. I just remember being like, damn, that's a good Marge noise. Yeah.
Can now do Marge. Yeah, hers is better.
Everybody at home, do your Marge noises in solidarity.
Hashtag Marge noise.
Yep.
Submit it. We'll send a sticker to whoever does the best Marge noise.
Do you want to do a quick tag yourself in this movie?
I already tagged you.
Oh, can I tag myself though?
Yeah,
I should
guess.
Have said it when you tagged me. I'm the guy at the 1-minute and 42-second mark. So we haven't said the rest of the film. It sort of all comes apart. The family is so happy they're getting married, though they like don't totally understand Sandra or Sandra.
Yeah, and he's also like spent his entire career like absolutely hating her and talking shit about her to everyone who will listen.
Yeah, she admits at the moment of vows being exchanged that it was all a setup because she doesn't want him to get in trouble with the INS guy and also doesn't want the marriage to be a sham. She does a big speech. And then like months pass, she goes back to the office and he goes to the office and like re-proposes to her. And it's really beautiful in front of the office. And he tells the story of how he fell in love with her, even though he hated her. And he says,
things changed when we kissed. When he told me about your tattoo. Even when you check me out when we were naked.
And then there's a random guy in the office who goes, naked?
Naked.
And that's me. I really like
it. Yeah. They do spend a pretty like long sequence. Like,
yeah, they accidentally fall into each other. He's like listening to his headphones. She's in the shower. Did you want to tag yourself or?
I guess, I mean, spiritually, I guess the person I connected with the most and thought like that's a character that I feel represents me the best is Oscar, mostly during the dance scene.
He's really funny.
Yeah, I think I can move like that.
He really throws himself into the role. It's not necessarily a very flattering role for him.
Well, it's also, it's another pretty like, I wouldn't say great representation of a
okay Great.
Latino man.
Oh, no, right? Sorry. Did you want to give a speech? Please.
May I? You're the one who was bringing it up earlier.
No, I can't. I love it. I love to fucking hear from you. You know what? The world needs to hear from you on this topic.
Anyway, that's who I would be because I am sexy.
Yep, very sexy man. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Crazy credits.
Oh, the credits are really funny. They do like a post-credit scene where they're trying to prove to the same INS agent that they really are in love this time. And yep. So it's funny. It's super funny stuff.
When did you first start to date?
Last week.
Is that going well?
So far, it's great. Thank you.
What kind of deodorant does Andrew use?
Men's Speed Stick.
What flavor? Musk? Alpine? Was it love at first sight?
No.
Really funny stuff. Go watch it. I say that's the only part of the movie worth watching.
Okay. Yeah. Skip to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go. We're going to let class out a little bit early today, but that's all right. I would like to thank you, Tanner, very much.
A lot to talk about.
Great movie. It's really fun. You know what? It's a film that speaks for itself, and you don't need us as representatives of this great movie to just go ahead and enjoy it.
Go to YouTube and search for The Proposal to the Window and watch that 3.5-minute sequence and let that speak for the movie.
Okay.
Take that journey and then go and decide for yourself whether or not you want to watch this movie.
Great. Thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank Arbiter Tanner for arbitrating as always. I'd like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bug Babies so very much for listening to our show. We love and kiss you. And please remember, subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSTC podcast. We sing the descriptions again now.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Yeah, it's back. It's good. It's fun.
Life wasn't complicated enough.
Real renaissance.
Yeah.
So now's the time.
Think about the TGIF shows.
There's still a pretty big discount if you sign up for a year. That probably won't last forever, but that was a good time.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. Yeah, it could be for a while. So
yeah.
No urgency. Good. Perfect. Yeah, there's no hurry. join our Facebook group if you want to weigh in one way or another about whether you think it's appropriate for us to talk about A Simple Plan on a romance movie podcast and this summer of Sandra.
It's a squeakquel. I mean, talk about whether or not like it is a canonical sequel. I mean, either way, we have to watch it.
Yeah,
I think it really
sounds like we have to
appreciate it, but like,
yeah, and all we need is two people. So say they want that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I should say that this week we watched a film. The film that we watched was called The Proposal. It is, of course, our summer of Sandra. #meatballs.
#meatballs. Yep.
So next week we're going to be watching, I'll put it to you, Tanner, either Speed 2, The Net, Gravity, or Miss Congeniality.
Oh, God. It's been so long since I visited The Net.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
And I would like to go back on that ride.
Okay.
Is it a romance? Doesn't matter. Run the summer of
Sandra. I'll tell you this. If we watch The Net and if we're committed to watching Squeakquels, I kind of can't see how we can't then also watch Hackers.
I mean, I guess if we can fit it in after A Simple Plan, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it, I guess. Okay.
Summer of Sandra is going to be an all summer event, folks.
Yeah.
Next week, it sounds like we're watching The Net, and I am absolutely delighted with that outcome. It's a great movie. It'll teach you everything you need to know about the internet. And remember, Mozart's ghosts.
Yeah, very scary stuff.
Cool reference.
Yeah.
Don't click that pie symbol at the top of the website, folks.
At the top of like the doom screen, I think.
Can I tell you something now that I will probably also say after we watch The Net? I almost persuaded the developers at Major Media Company to put a tiny little pie symbol at the top of the website.
That would open up Mozart's Ghost?
That would just open up a YouTube clip of Mozart's Ghost. It's a joke for no one, but it's a net reference to The Net, which you'll all watch in anticipation of next week's fantastic episode. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope you find your Sandra B. Ever After.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you